Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires to first and picks off Michaels. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon scores. Keltner moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Weigel and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway juggles the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Clark scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-1 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-1 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 1 in the game. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson bunts towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 2 in the game. Bearden takes first base on ball 4. Keltner scores. Doby moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby scores. Hegan moves to third. Bearden moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Howie Judson now pitching. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Bearden scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 9-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Clark moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark scores. 2 outs. It's 11-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Doby hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Wittman pinch hits for Howie Judson. Frank Wittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wittman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Wittman moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bearden hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-2 in the game. Weigel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weigel for the out. 1 out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright strikes out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lupien hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-3 in the game. Weigel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.